And then, what do you call the part of the day after dinner time?
That's afternoon.
And how, what about the part, when does afternoon end?
When twilight comes on, afternoon, and then twilight, and then evening would be a night after the sunset.
I see. Evening is after supper?
After supper, after sunset.
Okay. And what time do you eat supper about?
Oh, about 6 o'clock or nearly.
You never, do you remember anyone ever using evening for, like, say, right, any time after dinner? Like, say, 2 or 3 o'clock?
Well, we'd call the ordinary, call it afternoon. Afternoon is after 12 or afternoon. Evening wouldn't start ordinarily in our expression till after supper.
How would you greet a person after dark?
At night time? Well, that would be evening. You'd say good evening or good night. Or when you wouldn't say good night till he's leaving, though.
Okay. And then, if you started to work before the sun appeared, you'd say, we started very early this morning. We started work before
sun up.
All right. And we worked until
sundown.
All right. And I'd say, what time did the sun rise? And you'd say, the sun...
Sun rose at 6:22.
Okay. Say, as a matter of fact, I saw the sun.
I saw the sun when it... came over the mountain this morning.
Okay. And by the time, but someone else slept late, and he said by the time he got up, the sun had already...
was way over the mountain, way up in the sky.
Okay. What would you say, the sun had rose or the sun had risen?
The sun had, well, let's say it rose and risen. It arose and it risen.
All right. And Wednesday is today, Tuesday was
yesterday,
and Thursday will be
the day before.
Or Thursday. Today's Wednesday. And you say, well, I won't see you today, but I'll see you
tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
And if someone's not coming over this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you'd say, he's coming over
Sunday week.
All right. And if, would you ever use that in the past? Saying that he was here Sunday week, meaning
he was here Sunday, Sunday past.
Sunday past. Okay.
Yeah, past Sunday, a week ago.
Right. And you have a name for a 2 week period of time?
No, it wouldn't be just, half a month or
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time of day, you might say to someone,
you wouldn't hardly apply to a basket.
Well, it's now 11 o'clock.
Right. If you wanted to know, though, it's...
Oh, what time of day is it?
Okay. On my wrist I have a
wristwatch.
And if it's right now it's... is it too dark? Here. Can you see? Yeah. What time is it?
It's now 22 and a half minutes after 10 o'clock.
Okay. What time will it be in about 8 minutes?
Well, 8 minutes will be 25 minutes to 11.
Well, yeah, well, let's say 3 minutes then.
3 minutes would be 10:30.
All right, is there another way you might say that besides 10:30?
Let's say, let's say 30 minutes after the hour sometimes.
Yeah, would you use half something, half?
Say half past.
Okay, and then 15 minutes later, what time would it be?
Would be a quarter till.
All right.
Quarter till the hour.
All right. And if you'd say someone hadn't been around for many
quite a while.
All right. And if 1970 was last year, 1971 is
this year.
And if you're talking about a child's age, you say that little boy is
4 years old.
Okay. And if something happened on August 11th, 1970, you'd say that happened just
a year ago.